Josh Newberg, 24/7 Sports, Florida State site, and also the podcast that is very popular called The Big Three Roll Up. Berg, how you doing, man?
Good, Bill. How you doing?
So what is the we've got some distance now from signing day. What's the – and fallout's not the negative word. I'm not looking to be negative. But what's the thinking now that there's space in between what Florida State got done with this class?
You know how it goes. Every fan base has their signing day freakouts, and then cooler heads prevail, and then the coaches speak about how great their class is and how excited they are to get every single one of these players, and that they didn't miss on anybody, and they got every guy that they wanted. And then the fans come around and kind of realize, you know how it goes. Fans always take for granted the kids that commit first, and they kind of judge the day based off of what happened on signing day. And for the most part, I think Florida State fans, once they realize what happened, really appreciate the offensive weapons that they added, guys like Treshawn Harrison and Jordan Young and Warren Thompson, especially at the wide receiver position. We've seen such inconsistency and I don't want to say subpar play, but the wide receiver play at FSU just hasn't really jumped off the page at you over the last 2-3 years. So I think a lot of fans are really excited about what's coming in on the offensive side of the ball for the Noles.
You bring up a good point, though. Coaches on signing day, when they have their press conference, all is done, and then they have the press conference, and the fans get to see it. Basically, at that point, every fan, and it doesn't matter which team, across America, every fan goes into a trance and believes everything that the coach says. I'll tell you what, a coach on signing day in their press conference could tell their fan base, right now I want every one of you to disrobe and run naked in the streets, and they do it, right? They'll do anything. It's like a hypnotic state, right?
Well, and now you understand why kids make, you know, everybody says to these recruits, you should never make a decision based on a relationship. It should always be based on the school. And then the coach goes out and woos, you know, the whole fan base with this speech. I mean, imagine what a coach can do to a recruit when he's in his living room. These guys are salesmen. So you wonder why these kids make these emotional decisions based on relationships. I mean, the fans do it. You know, like you said, the coach could sell them on anything when he gets up there at the podium.
Right.
So.
I swear, my first experience with this was, it wasn't one of Fulmer's better classes, and it was a long time ago at Tennessee. But Tennessee sliding into signing day missed on a bunch of All-Americans, and they really needed linebackers. They missed on some of them, too. So they ended up taking a couple linebackers from, like, Lakeland, Florida, Berg, that you would never have heard of. And really, I didn't either. And they both were, like, 6'2", 195. And so on signing day, when they took these two guys that were not well-known, fans were going nuts. They were mad, and we've lowered our standards and all this. Later in the day, they have their press conference, and the fans are saying, okay, it's explained. This guy runs a 4.5, and with 15 pounds, he's going to be an All-American. And it was all good.
Yeah, they can spin it any way they want.
Right.
And fans are going to eat it up because, look, what are you going to do all offseason? You going to be disappointed or are you going to be hopeful? You're going
right.
to be excited. You'd much rather be hopeful and excited than disappointed, no matter who you are, even if you're a Tennessee fan.
Oh, man. So did Willie also announce who the quarterback's going to be? Did he before spring practice? Has he given us any of that?
No, but he did say that DeAndre Francois would participate in some form, maybe not fully participate. So that's interesting. Definitely shows that he wants to get a look at all of these guys, Hockman, Blackman, Francois. They're all going to be there in some capacity. I still think Blackman's going to get the majority of the reps just because I can't see Francois doing too much in these live scrimmages in some of these more 11-on-11 type situations. Like I think he just wants Francois to be more engaged, so he's going to have him participate in some capacity.
Is Bailey Hockman a fit at Florida State someday as the quarterback?
Boy. Oh, boy. See, this is I do these Facebook Lives, Bill, on the Noles 24/7 page. And whenever I start talking quarterbacks and I don't mention Bailey Hockman, the Hockman hive comes at me in full force. There is a Hockman hive out there in FSU Nation, and they're a rabid bunch. And if you don't talk, so I'm glad we're going to talk Hockman, because I don't need the hive coming after me.
Yeah.
My thing is, I do think he's going to be involved. Everybody wants to know, where he stands or this, that, and the other. He was a redshirt last year. I don't know what he's going to do. I mean, we got to see this spring. He is going to be in competition. There's no doubt about it. He has somewhat of the skill set that I think could thrive in Florida State's offense. I'm not counting him out. I just don't have a whole lot to say about him right now because he hasn't really had a shot yet. And we'll know everything we need to know by the time spring ends on where Bailey Hockman stands. I do think he's going to be involved in this QB race. I wouldn't put him as the favorite to win it. He's not my favorite to win it. But I'm not completely counting him out.
I was talking to Rusty Manziel yesterday, and he said Georgia's really good again, meaning the state, but it's not a good year. After the year that they had at quarterback this year and the last couple of years has been outstanding, he says it's down as far as the class of 19 with quarterbacks in the state of Georgia.
Down in the South in general.
It is. So I was going to ask you about Florida.
Right now I was talking to a couple coaches from a few different schools in the state, and as of right now, there's not one quarterback in the state that's a definite Power Five offer. One could emerge, but it's just a really strange year where there's not a single quarterback in the state of Florida that warrants a sure Power Five offer right now.
And you're saying it's a South-wide thing too, right?
Yeah, really in the South. Bo Nix, who's already committed to Auburn and is a legacy prospect there, is probably the best quarterback in the South right now. And for all intents and purposes, he's off the board.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, there's a serious lack of arms. And then you get to Sam Howell in Carolina. I don't know if you really consider Carolina the South. I don't really consider it the South. But he would be probably next man up in terms of next best quarterback after Bo Nix. So there's not a whole lot. Now, coaches get paid a whole lot of money to kind of find the next one. And I do think by the time spring ball ends, we'll have some more names that emerge in terms of legitimate quarterback options in the South. But right now it's very thin, very shallow pool.
For everybody, that's Patrick Nix's son. There in Alabama, and Patrick Nix was actually more of a pro baseball player, but was a very good quarterback as well. Josh Newberg is with us from the Big 3 Roll-Up and also 24/7 Sports, talking the state of Florida. We went back yesterday with Gator Dave, but we were discussing, when's the last time all three of those schools, and I am leaving out UCF and USF and Boca and all that, which I'll catch heat for that. But the three schools, Florida, Florida State, and Miami, when's the last time they were all really, really good together? We had to go back to 2000. All three of them won in 2000 double-digit games. How about that?
Yeah. I would say that early 2000s. Of course, the late 90s. I mean, that's the period of time everybody remembers. When Florida State, Miami, whenever they would play each other, it always had huge implications on the line. I guess 2000. I mean, Florida State still had a little juice in 2001, 2002, and that's, of course, when the Canes were really taking off. That's crazy, huh? Almost 20 years ago.
Long time, and then, of course, Noel fans will tell you that was right on the eve of the lost decade. Right there.
Which, at the end of the day, wasn't even as bad as, I mean, looking back on it, they still won. During that lost decade, they still won like three or four ACC championships.
Well, and they had the 05 year where they played Penn State in the Orange Bowl? Was that 05? Mm-hmm. I think it was right in there, yeah. So.
Yeah, yeah, 05 or 06, right, yeah.
There were some moments. Tell everybody what you've got for the Big 3 Roll-Up coming up.
The big three roll up this week. Kev finally got over his signing day hangover, so we get a little action from him this week. We also had Peter Ariz, a friend of the Bill King Show, right?
Why did he quit?
Well, Pete comes on and says a final word. And he describes it as he came on the big three roll up to say his final word. So for all the Canes fans out there, Peter Ariz definitely left you hanging. You're going to want to find out what he's got up next and his reasoning for leaving when he did. So he is out of the media industry for now, at least.
Well, he's a PR guy for some company, right?
He's an agent. He got into the agent world, which is a I guess I can see where that kind of blends in covering recruiting.
Now, he's a spokesperson for an agency, or he's actually an agent?
I don't think he's a spokesperson at all. I think he's working for a sports agency at this point.
All right.
And he explains it on the podcast, and I asked him about the timing of it all, and, you know, I kind of felt bad for Canes fans. Peter kind of was the face of Cane Nation, and he just kind of left them like high and dry 3 weeks before signing day. And I demanded an answer on behalf of all Canes fans everywhere.
I'm gonna have to go hear that part. All the filth and all the cussing. I'll cut through all that.
I don't think we're cussing too much. I don't think so. New year, new big three roll up.
And they can get that on all the platforms, right?
Oh yeah, iTunes, SoundCloud, Podbean, wherever you download this stuff, you can get
whatever.
It. So,
gotcha. All right, my man. Appreciate the time.
All right, Bill. Thanks a lot.
There you go.